morning. Could somebody please turn my mic on? Good morning. I'm going to start this morning with going right into the Word of God. If you have your Bible with you and you'd like to turn with me, I'm in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, then I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. I come to you this morning with a heavy heart, knowing that our country's in turmoil. What concerns me more than our country's in turmoil, Lord, is that Christians are in turmoil. Lord, I come to you seeking strength and wisdom that each of us that serve you will choose to honor you in our decisions. I ask you to guide me as I attempt to reach into your word and to share something that I believe honors you. Lord, there's lots of threats. There's lots of things that are going around, such suggestions of what terrible things may happen to our country this week, Lord. I praise you that I know you're already there. You know what's going on. We need to lean on you. We need to trust in you. God, each of us, Lord, especially your people. Lord, I'm calling upon you to lean upon your people, to help us to see clearly how we can find peace with you, regardless of what's going on around us. Lord, we thank you for the many years of peace that we have had in this country. And help us, Lord, to continue to shine for you, regardless of the turmoil that's happening around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Regardless of the political party that you're registered under, regardless of the candidate that you voted for, I ask you to stand with me in holding to the Word of God. To look to the Word of God first and not take anything and looking into the Word of God. No political party in America or in any other country owns God. No political candidate owns God. The people in Corinth were called out because they wanted to elevate a spiritual leader. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 12, Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth, and he's getting on to them because they're putting a religious leader on a pedestal. He says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people. There's always some Chloe's people out there. It's been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. You see, Paul, clear back in the first century, is condemning these Christians because they're wanting to put a religious leader on a pedestal. How much more so in the 21st century would Paul, if he was standing here with us, saying, do not put a civil leader in any position of authority over you. Don't look at them as if one is more important than the other.
Paul was not proclaiming whether one was right or wrong. He was saying, listen, you're looking in the wrong direction. We need to be looking to Jesus Christ. I know I've said this before, and I feel like it's important for me to say it again. As long as I'm standing in this pulpit, I'm going to do what I can as your pastor to say that we're not here as a political party. I know churches who have chosen to line up with a particular political party. I even had an interview with a church one time where the person who was interviewing was concerned about where I was. I didn't answer him. I thought it's none of his business. I don't care what party you choose to sign with. I don't care who you voted for. I love you. And I'm here to preach out of the Word of God. I was strolling down the road just last week, and I had a couple guys on the porch start heckling me. I was out exercising, and I'd stopped, and I was walking, and something funny happened. It's kind of, well, I'll tell you what it was. My daughter was driving home, and she pulls alongside me, and I'm walking, and she kind of pestering me, and I take off running, so I'm running like I'm trying to outrun the car, you know, and of course I lost. She drives on, and these couple individuals, I don't know them well, but they're my neighbors. And they start heckling me. And I stopped, and I talked to them. It was good fun. They were just meaning to be fun. And I just thought, seriously, in my heart, I thought, how different would this conversation be with what's going on this week? If I'd have had a sign in my front yard, if I'd have had something in the back of my truck proclaiming that I'm a such and such political party or such and such, that I hold up somebody else to say, you're wrong, I'm right, how much different could that conversation be? And I want to tell you, I don't want to convert them to any particular political party. I want to convert them to Jesus Christ. And can you see, as we choose to pick political parties, political candidates, we tell others, that's more important than me serving Jesus Christ. Can you see that? Listen, I fear that there are people who proclaim Jesus Christ who are spending way too much energy and time on holding high political parties, political candidates, and not putting enough energy and time towards sharing the Lord Jesus Christ and loving them. I just wonder how much love has been offered in this process, this political process where individuals are picking and choosing and proclaiming things about what's going on concerning the political process. The Apostle Paul also says in Corinth, to the Corinthians, how important it is that we do everything in love. Otherwise, what we're doing is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Listen, I want to tell you, I believe with all my heart, our role in this church is to make Christians. Not to make certain political party people. Not to line up individuals behind certain candidates. That's not our role. Our role is to hold up the Word of God. To preach the truth. And listen, I want to tell you, if you truly believe your party or your individual is the one who's right for God, then I want to tell you the way to do that is convert them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Get them filled full of Holy Spirit, and then if it is true and right and what you suggest is right, can you see that they will line up with you? But I want to tell you, I have good, caring, loving Christians who I have conversations with, and I know love the Lord, that I know are loving, caring people that have different views on this. That tells me I need to be careful. But can you see, convert them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Convert them to what the Word of God says. And if what you believe is true and right and good, can you see that they will eventually begin to see it in and of themselves? Get them to the full knowledge of Jesus Christ. May this church ever be found making disciples of Christ. And furthermore, if your candidate is chosen of God, won't he be sitting in the White House? How big is your God? If your candidate is chosen of God, won't he be sitting in the White House next week? Or as some have suggested, must we take up arms to defend God's chosen plans? You see, Jesus, some of his followers thought he ought to take up arms. You remember how he responded? My kingdom is not of this world. Otherwise, we would take up arms and we would take this place. I could call down 10,000 angels and stop what's going on. But Jesus says, no, my kingdom is not of this world. I want to tell you, America is not God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's much bigger than that. The Bible teaches us that people from all nations are going to come into His kingdom. That means Mexicans are part of His kingdom. That means Canadians are part of His kingdom. That means those in the Middle East from all around are in His kingdom. That's in His Word. Stay focused on what's right and good and honorable. May the peace of God guide us in our decisions in this election and all that we do. Let's pray. Father, guide us. I believe these are heavy words, Lord. I believe each of us, including the one behind the pulpit, as well as the one in the front, need to hear this, Lord. As always, your message speaks to the one who's sharing it first. Help me, Lord, to honor you during this service, all of my life. Help me to be a part of the leadership of this church, to do what I can to continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as King. Lord, we ask you to guide each of us as we continue on with this service. Help us to set aside our differences concerning what's going on outside of this building and focus on your word. For it's in Jesus' holy, precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Could you lead us in song? Do we have a song?
Yes, we do. So please stand. We're going to sing Goodness of God.